The Surgeon of Crowthorne by Simon Winchester. Popular myth has it that one of the most remarkable conversations in modern literary history took place on a cool and misty late autumn afternoon in 1896 in the small village of Crowthorne in Berkshire. One of the parties to the colloquy was the formidable Dr. James Murray, the then editor of what was later to be called the Oxford English Dictionary. On the day in question, he had travelled 50 miles by train from Oxford to meet an enigmatic figure named Dr. W.C. Minor, who was among the most prolific of the thousands of volunteer contributors whose labours lay at the core of the dictionary's creation. For very nearly 20 years beforehand, these two men had corresponded regularly about the finer points of the English language, but they had never met. Minor seemed never willing or able to leave his home at Crowthorne, never willing to come to Oxford. He was unable to offer any kind of explanation, or to do more than offer his regrets. Murray, who himself was rarely free from the burdens of his work at his scriptorium in Oxford, had nonetheless long dearly wished to see and to thank his mysterious and intriguing helper. And particularly so by the late 1890s, with the dictionary now well on its way to being half completed, official honours were being showered down upon its creators, and Murray wanted to make sure that all of those involved, even men so apparently bashful as Minor, were recognised for the valuable work that they had done. He decided he would pay a visit, and the myth that came to surround that visit goes something like this. Once he had made his mind up to go, he telegraphed his intentions, adding that he would find it most convenient to take a train that arrived at Crowthorne Station just after 2 on a certain Wednesday in November. Minor sent a wire by return to say that he was indeed expected and would be made most welcome. On the journey from Oxford, the weather was fine, the trains were also on time. The auguries, in other words, were good. At the station, a polished landau and liveried coachman were waiting, and with James Murray aboard, they clip-clopped back through the lanes of rural Berkshire. After 20 minutes or so, the carriage turned into a long drive lined with tall poplars, drawing up eventually outside a huge and rather forbidding red-brick mansion. A solemn servant showed the scholar upstairs and into a book-lined study, where behind an immense mahogany desk stood a man of undoubted importance. Murray bowed gravely and launched into the brief speech of greeting that he had so long rehearsed.
"A very good afternoon to you, sir. I am Dr. James Murray of the London Philological Society, an editor of the New English Dictionary. It is indeed an honour and a pleasure to at long last make your acquaintance. For you must be, kind sir, my most assiduous helpmeet, Dr. W.C. Minor."
There was a brief pause, an air of momentary mutual embarrassment. A clock ticked loudly. There were muffled footsteps in the hall, a distant clank of keys. And then the man behind the desk cleared his throat, and he spoke.
"I regret, kind sir, that I am not. It is not at all what you suppose. I am in fact the superintendent of the Broadmoor Asylum for the Criminally Insane. Dr. Minor is most certainly here, but he is an inmate. He has been a patient here for more than 20 years. He is our longest staying resident."
The official government files relating to this case are secret, and they have been locked away for more than a century, but I have recently been allowed to see them. What follows is the strange, tragic, and spiritually uplifting story that they reveal.